Good morning and welcome again to When Heaven Speaks, the podcast where the volume of the world is silenced and the voice of God is amplified. I am Pastor Zach, and here we are going to dive into the deep truth of the Word of God again, that heaven is not silent about your life. You are created with intention, wrapped in glory, and chosen for impact. Let's hear what heaven has to say on today. And our scripture reading this morning is coming from Micah chapter 7, verse 8. Though I fall, I will arise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Our topic today is failure isn't final. Let us pray. Father, thank you that today you're speaking directly to the ones that feel buried under shame, pressure, and performance. Speak louder than the voice of guilt. Remind us that failure is not our identity. It's just a moment in our journey. Breathe life into every discouraged heart. Ignite hope where regret has been ruling. And let today's message resurrect confidence and courage. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Micah chapter 7, verse 8. Micah says this: Though I fall, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. One of the challenges that we face, especially during Mental Health Awareness and Mental Health Month, we face challenges of feeling like a failure, feeling like we can't do anything right, feeling like I have not accomplished the things I was born to do. Failure, failure. But I want to give you some things to think about when it comes to failure. I want you to understand first, failure doesn't define who you are. It does not stop because you failed. The saying goes, if first you don't succeed, try again. When we read in the Bible, we read of some of the greatest disciples and apostles who failed. Let's look at Peter. Peter denied Jesus three times. Publicly, loudly, shamefully. And yet Jesus still looked at him and said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." See, God doesn't counsel you because you collapse. He doesn't counsel you because you quit. But God yet still says, "I have purpose for their lives." See, heaven doesn't vote you off the island when you fall. Your identity is not your mistake, it's your maker. When we read the scripture, Romans 8, chapter 1, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." The enemy's job of your destiny is to keep you in a fallen state so that you're not able to stand. Haven't done all to stand, to keep you slipping and keep you falling. But I believe on today, God has given us a chance to repent and to say, "God, I am sorry and I receive your grace and your mercy. I'm not disqualified." And even though Peter was disqualified in man's eyes, only grace rescued him. And that same grace is your portion. So that's my point too. Failing is part of faith. When we look at this, we live in a filtered world, perfect feeds, polished updates, curated wins. But the life of faith is not a highlight reel. It's a heading or a healing journey. Peter failed. Yeah, Peter failed. Some of us have fallen. Matter of fact, the Bible says all men have fallen short of the glory of God. Peter failed. David in the Bible failed. Elijah ran, Jonah resisted, but guess what they all had in common? They all rose. And I want you today to make up in your mind, no matter what come my way, I'm getting up from here. Even when Moses died, God gives Joshua a commandment. He says, "Joshua, rise, you and this people, and go to the place which I promise you." See, God doesn't expect perfection, but he does desire progress. It's not perfection, but it is progression. Are you progressing in the things that God has assigned you to do? Your fall is not your failure unless you refuse to rise. Here's a scripture, Proverbs 24 and 16, I want you to think about. I said it earlier. It says the righteous fall seven times, but they rise again. See, the proof of your calling isn't that you never fail, but the true proof of your calling is that you keep getting back up. Here's my final point I want you to think about on today. Grace always reaches deeper. See, grace doesn't just catch you when you fall. It teaches you how to rise. I want to speak to somebody that God has given grace to rise. Rise from sickness. Rise from shame. Rise from wherever you are to get to the place God has called you to be in. Romans 5:20 reminds us, where sin increased, grace increased all the more. Where sin increased, grace increased all the more. That simply means that when shame says stay down, grace says get up. We're not done. When Peter returned to Jesus, all he said was, Peter, do you love me? Then feed my sheep. See, God didn't lecture him. He lunched him. Jesus didn't rehearse Peter's denial. He reaffirmed Peter's assignment. And I believe on today, God is reaffirming your assignment. And that's what he's doing for each of us. Grace doesn't ignore your failure. But what grace does is it helps you to overcome your failure. Peter's denial should have disqualified him in man's eyes. But Jesus met them by the sea with breakfast and purpose. Three denials, and he gives them three affirmations. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. God restored him with the same number of words he fell with. And heaven's response to failure is always restoration and not rejection. Heaven is responding to you right now. Heaven has called you right now to get up from where you are. Some of you need to get up out of your beds and begin to walk and proclaim that heaven has called me. I hear the call from heaven. I am answering the call, and I'm saying yes to God. I want you to make this declaration with me. I believe that you will not be labeled by your lowest moments. You will rise again. I prophesy that your failure is becoming your fertilizer for your future. Grace has overtaken every voice of guilt. You, my brother and sister, you're not disqualified. You're recommissioned. And heaven still says yes to your calling. My challenge of the day for you. I want you to write down one area where in which you feel like you failed. Then I want you to ask the Holy Spirit for one fresh step to take this week. Even if it's a small one. Even if it's a scary one. Heaven is waiting for your yes, not your perfection. Let us pray. Father, thank you that failure doesn't define us. Your love defines us. For every person who's been carrying shame, we speak freedom. For every heart that's been heavy with regret, we speak renewal. Redeem the broken pieces and the broken places. Restore confidence, release boldness. Like Peter, call us back to the fire. Not to warm our guilt, but to ignite our purpose. Thank you, thank you, thank you that grace still works, that your mercy is bigger than our mess, and that you still use broken people to build powerful things. We receive restoration today, and we rise again. In Jesus' name, amen. That's today's word, when heaven speaks. If you've fallen, fall forward, because grace won't let you stay there. I'm Pastor Zach, and I'll see you the next time. Until then, keep rising, keep healing, and keep listening, because when heaven speaks, you remember who you are. God blessings.